Trouble falling asleep? Looking for a new sleep ritual? Why, it's time to unlock the magic of Night Falls. Step into a world where bedtime stories are designed to help you drift away. Night Falls is one of the world's leading bedtime story podcasts. Hosted by the soothing Scottish voice of Geoffrey Austin Newland, Night Falls offers original bedtime stories for adults delivered in friendly, soft tones. As each episode unfolds, the pace gently slows, guiding you towards relaxation and sleep. Why, you'll hear everything from reworked classics to original tales from the falls. Well, that's Geoffrey's time at the mystical Night Falls, a fictional story with immersive sound design, calming nature ambiance, and soft music. And don't just take my word for it, for Night Falls has been downloaded over 9 million times, and listeners say it always works and helps them sleep like a baby. Frankly, I couldn't agree more. So follow Night Falls now, wherever you listen to podcasts, and start listening for free today. Just search Night Falls on your favorite podcast app and take your first relaxing trip to the mystical falls.
The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Know Your Company. Got 25 to 75 people in your company? Check out knowyourcompany.com, software that helps companies like Airbnb know their company better.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. About half a year ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, I think, through the dimensional portal, and I use that to host a weekly podcast that I record here in the Vermilion Minotaur, a tavern in the town of Hog's Face in the fantastical land of Foon. And I am joined every week by my co-hosts.
I'm Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as
Feline Zelic.
The dwarves know me as Zunanook Stanches. And I am known on the northeast as Gaspar's Maester. And there may be other secrets you do not know yet.
Was that last part directed at anyone in particular, or were you just whispering that to yourself?
I'm in a zone.
You're in a zone?
He's in the wizard zone.
Oh, the wizard zone. How is the wizard zone different from the wizard state?
Well, the wizard's
very focused right now.
He can still hear you.
Oh. I have one, I can still hear you. Two, my magical power is coalescing all about me so that I may cast an amazing spell of great power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from what I've heard, when you're in the zone, it's a lot of discovery.
Oh, okay.
It's just like you're open
like
to a lot.
Like a discovery zone?
What is that?
Like it's a discovery zone?
That's Okay. Why do you look so smug?
I don't know. People on Earth are loving it.
Yeah.
And hey, while you're marshaling your powers around you, my co-host is also...
Chunny Chunt Chunt.
Chunt, my co-worker.
What?
Co-worker.
I don't my co-worker.
Work with you.
Well, we work together on this podcast.
Is this
Usador
work?
Is my boon companion and friend, and Chunt, right. You are my peer, my coworker.
Okay.
What does that mean? Aren't we all?
Sorry, am I distracting you from the wizard zone?
I'm going to set that aside for a moment. So you're now just peers with Chunt?
Yeah, I've been doing a little soul searching recently, and I sort of came to the realization. I've been spending all this time really, like, thinking that Chunt was my friend. And I love Chunt. He's a great guy. He's really helped me since I've come here to Foon. But I don't think he likes me. And that's fine. It's okay, Chunt. If you don't want to be my friend, that's okay. I need to protect myself. I need to have strong boundaries. Uh-huh. And not, like, keep...
Usador has the answer!
Have I been that obvious?
You
yes!
should.
My bad.
I've been so deluded this
My
whole
bad.
Time. Like, everything out of Chunt's mouth has made me realize that, like, he's like, I don't really like you that much, which is fine.
I feel like I've lost a ruby I didn't know I had.
Now,
and
Chunt.
That I don't care.
Choo-choo.
He never comes to Chunt night.
Now,
that's the most important night of the week to me.
Of course.
He never comes to Chunt's Night.
That's now, true. Now, Arnold, I want you to go to a Chunt's Night soon.
Uh-huh.
But more importantly, I believe it is time for the two of you to back in together.
Oh.
And consummate your relationship.
Ooh. I can get into that.
Look, I am very happy that now that the Vermilion Minotaur is the sponsor of the podcast, I have the nicest room here. But I have to admit, I do kind of miss...
Wait, they gave you the nicest room?
They gave me the nicest room because this podcast is getting the word out about the Vermilion Minotaur when people from Earth when people from Earth who listen to this podcast find a way to Foon eventually, it's really going to pay off for the Vermilion Minotaur.
So you say.
You know something I kind of miss when Arnie used to stay with me was he would do an impression of this guy, this Earth guy. I think his name was...
Don't make me do my impression.
Joe Pesci. He would do this impression of Joe Pesci.
Uh-huh.
How did that go?
I would love to hear it.
He'd look at me and he'd say something like something about...
Why don't you do your impression of me doing my Joe Pesci impression?
I can't even... I mean, I don't even want to attempt it because yours was so great.
Yes, I am very... I love my Joe Pesci impression. It's like... Hey, what am I, a clown to you?
That's not what I remember.
That's not what you remember being better? Even though you have no concept of what I'm doing an impression.
I am confident, not knowing who this person is, that impression was excellent.
It was. Thank you, buddy. Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Slippery.
Hey,
you're a good friend.
I try.
You're a good friend, Isida.
Choo-choo.
Yep.
How can you meet Arl Taff?
Oh, boy.
It's Arnie.
I mean, I guess I just want him to respect me. I feel like he says, like, you're my best friend. Like, he said multiple times, I'm his best friend. Mm-hmm. And yet he won't come to Chunt's Night.
Is it just 100% Chunt's Night?
Did you know that a few days ago at a Chunt's Night, I wrote a limerick about how much I love you and care for you?
What?
And it was sincere and genuine.
Why don't you read it for us now?
Yes. I'd love to hear this limerick.
Let me fish this out of my fur. Here we go. There once was a man in Foon who was a companion of Boon.
Oh.
His name was Arnie Wilson, Carney.
Oh.
And man, what a huge-ass goon.
No, well, it took a turn at the end. But
I thought that was lovely. Has anyone ever called you a goon before?
Yeah, they have.
Do you have goons on Earth?
We do, but it's not really.
You're a fucking goon.
John,
that's good here.
You're getting sucked back into
No,
it's good.
That's a good word.
It's good. Yes.
You want to be a goon.
Okay. Oh, if only someone would call me a goon.
All right.
If only my own sweet Jen Levia would look at me deeply in the eyes and say, Usador, you are my goon. But is gone.
Well, you know what?
Did I mention that my would-be wife ran away because I tried to encase her into a crystal coffin? She replaced herself with a plate of croissants.
You mentioned that a few times. I'm still not entirely sure I understand what happened.
I was going to have a natural kidnap wedding. The most wonderful type of wedding to have in Foon, and... when I opened the coffin, there was a plate of delicious croissants instead of my beloved Jen Levia. I do greatly wish that she had been there instead. She tricked me!
Yeah.
Aww.
Well,
because she did not want to marry me.
Yeah, it seems like that's the case.
Well, I want you to know that no matter what she did to you and no matter how much you're hurting, you're a fucking goon.
Oh, you're a goon too, John.
Oh, thank you.
We're just a bunch of goons. We're a bunch of goonies.
Goon squad.
Goonies
never
touching.
Die.
This is
that's right. You know, I've been so
very touching.
Yeah, we've been so into our own interpersonal problems that we've really been.
Ooh, this felt
I'm just
good.
Taking in all your energy right now.
Yeah. Well, let
lovely.
Me introduce our guest, Uteriah.
Uteriah
Valisuvius.
That's correct.
And you're a magical midwife.
I am. That is what I am.
Wow.
Yes. I might have delivered. You, I don't know.
Oh, whoa.
Well, you could not have delivered me, for I came fully formed when the earth and the air and the wind and the birds did conspire to bring a champion forth to fight the Dark Lord and use all of his great power to focus and gather forces to take down his evil machinations. Yea, only Usador can do this. Only Usador and his 12 happy...
What?
I lost the track of that one.
I might not have delivered Usador, but
and I was cut out of my mom's thorax.
Oh,
yeah.
That's how.
Well,
that's how
someone had to do that.
It had to be. It was an S section.
An S. Mm-hmm.
It's named after Sepharius.
Sepharius.
Yeah, he was a great ruler, and he was had to be cut out of his mom.
Oh wow.
Yes. As a midwife, we're not against the S section. I mean, of course, when medically necessary, we will of course have that happen.
So the S section was named after the baby that came out of the first S section, and not the person that performed it.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I wasn't listening.
All right, fair enough. You're right. I'm so interested. You know, before I came here, my wife and I had a baby within the last half year, a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot about midwifery, and I'm excited to learn what a midwife in Foon does.
Is it midwifery or midwifery?
It's midwifery.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Score one for Arnie.
Yes, well, as a midwife, I take care of the mother. Mm-hmm. We meet weekly. About sometime halfway through, I take over as the wife, being the midwife. And
you take over as the wife?
Yes. My soul enters...
This is not midwifery.
Yes,
wow.
Yeah. Sometime during the halfway through in the third pentamester, I will become the wife. I take on her burdens, her pain. You know.
Wow.
Oh, I mean that is
a beautiful process.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So, at some point, like deep into the pregnancy, you become you're. I'm just repeating what you just said, but you.
Yeah. Well,
your soul enters the wife. Mm-hmm. What happens to the wife's soul?
Well, it just is dormant, and it's so she will then want to have another baby.
Sure.
Again, because you know. It is very traumatizing when your birth cavity opens up like that.
Yeah.
And usually you don't want to remember that kind of thing. So I'm given this special gift and I take on that burden.
Wow. So how many births has your soul experienced?
Oh, countless. Uh-huh. I mean... it's funny. I have mothers come up to me often and say, "Oh, you delivered my child," and I don't remember that.
Uh-huh.
And I feel bad, you know. But I mean, you remember the big ones, you know,
sure.
Something crazy happened. But
do you ever? Because I know, you know, birthing is I assume a pretty painful process. Mm-hmm. I know my mom was pretty heavily scarred. Do you ever dip into some Morglurb or a little bit of just to help relax and you know, help with the pain?
It's not healthy for the child.
Of course.
The Surgeon General recommends that we don't do that.
Really? So you know the Surgeon General? Surgeon General. What? I'd love
Of course, King Albane looked upon his great army, and he said, "You, General," he made one of his generals into a great surgeon.
Yes, yes.
Sent him to medical school.
Oh, good. Good to know.
I don't know his name. I don't follow politics!
So the Surgeon General of Foon does not recommend taking more Glorb or any kind of drugs.
No. Mm-hmm. There are certain flowers you can eat.
Sure.
I mean, be careful with flour you do eat. There's some very powerful ones.
Yeah.
And some angry ones.
Yeah. And you don't want to eat those. It's more of the weedy ones.
The weedy ones. Interesting.
Yes. Don't eat your weedies. That's what my mommy said.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a breakfast of athletes.
Oh, wow.
That's what we say.
Yeah, a lot of men's players will eat Wheaties.
Yes.
And then their face will be, if they do well, their face will be magically hovering above like a patch of Wheaties.
Yeah.
Before you eat a flower.
Oh, no.
Be sure to speak to it for at least 20 minutes. If it does not respond.
You know, you would be...
Then you may... Go ahead and devour it. Yes, you
do. You know so much. I think you would be such a great assistant during a labor. I just want something for you to think about.
Really?
Yes.
Do people want Isidore around when they're giving birth? That seems unsettling.
I'm getting a very sensitive energy from Isidore. Right.
I am very tuned in to the energies of the world. And when a woman is pregnant, she also is tuned in to the vibrant, magical energies that flow and bind and connect us all.
Mm-hmm. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
Truly.
If you ever need an assistant to, like, help name babies, I mean, I would be thrilled. I kind of just want to name one baby Billy Yum Yum 2x2.
Oh, that
which
classical
I heard is
Earth name.
Earth name. Yeah, that's, I kind of just want to name one baby Billy Yum Yum 2x2 and then, like, step back and be like, that's...
Chunt, maybe that's... Maybe it's time for you to consider having a baby yourself. So that you can name that baby Billy Yum Yum 2x2.
You fucking goon.
People of Earth, listen to Usador's voice now. If your name is Billy Yum Yum 2x2, send us an email to Chunt with 6 T's at Gmail.
Well, let's take a real quick break. Let's hear from one of our sponsors. Let's maybe refresh our drinks, and we'll be back and learn some more from Uteriah Vallasuvius.
Yes.
Hello, I'm here again, Bungaree Chubbins. Do you find that most chamber pots are dull on the eyes, but too sharp on the nose? Who wouldn't want to deposit their leavings into a nutmeg-scented bowl depicting the elfin conquest of Fingaroon? Or maybe you prefer your turd box in a nice herringbone that smells like anise. Well, if you can afford that luxury, go right over to Penhaligon's Pretty Potties on Northwest High Street. I can't stop you. But if you want the simple pleasure of dropping your colon's own fragrance into a dull earthenware receptacle, then please come around to Chubbin's Chamber Pots and so forth. Oh, did I mention we also have lids?
You know, one time I talked to I was a hare. I turned into a rabbit or a hare.
A single hare?
Come on. And I was about to eat a flower, and I talked to it for 19 minutes. And I was like, here we go. And yeah. Then at the last minute, it talked.
So was it like asleep, or it was just kind of like...
I don't know.
My guess is it was fucking with you.
Yeah, they can be pretty tricky.
So Uteriah, I'm endlessly fascinated with midwives.
Thank you.
Yeah, when we had our child, my wife really wanted to have a home birth, which is actually not very common where I come from. It would take a lot of explanation. We just have these giant kind of like buildings and institutes where, you know, they pump you full of drugs. And, you know, it's like
Marglorb.
Said more pure than Morglorb.
Pure than mayonnaise-based drugs.
Yeah, and you know, like, they try to like the Pitocin. I don't know. I watched a couple movies on Netflix about it.
The Great God Pitocin.
Is there the Great God Pitocin?
You know of Pitocin, of course.
Yes.
No, well, Pitocin is a drug on Earth that speeds along.
Blasphemy!
Birth,
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
You've offended her.
I mean,
it takes a lot to offend me, but that...
And also, you just rattle off for 2 minutes about Earth stuff.
I know.
Which you refuse to do with us.
I know. I'm sorry.
Goon.
Well, I like to talk... I mean, I'm sort of thinking about my own daughter. This is making me think of my wife and daughter, and so I was talking more about Earth stuff than usual. But I'd love to hear about this great god, Pitocin.
Oh, yes.
Well, every year... The midwives, we gather. Mm-hmm. We gather at the festival of Konalinga. And
wow.
Yes, and we dance. Wonderful music.
Sure. How long does the Konalinga last?
Until we're all satisfied.
Oh, good.
With it.
That's great.
Until we all feel like we've gotten what we want out of the festival.
Great.
Yes.
It sounds a little exhausting.
I attended one of these, and I found that my lips and tongue did tire long before everyone was satisfied.
Yes. It does seem that men tend to get lost and don't quite know where they're going often
Sure.
at the Konalinga Festival.
Sure.
But... Yes, but we go and we
and
gather.
You're like, I feel like the Cunnilingus Festival was right here last year, but I can't. It's like it doesn't seem to be in exactly the same spot.
It does move. Sometimes we'll move a little bit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's in a totally different area.
Yeah,
and all in honor of that great Lord of the Souls.
Yes, and that Lord of the Souls, who is the great god Pitocin.
For since they use the power of soul transference, they must honor the god.
Yes.
So you use Pitocin. Mm-hmm. You use Pitocin to enter the body of the.
Yes,
of
he
the
grants
wife.
Us that.
Use is an
gift.
Ugly word.
Yes, we.
That's not. Yeah.
We're blessed by him.
I see.
To go forth with our work. Uh-huh. And enter our let our souls enter the gift we are given by Pitocin.
Wow. Yes. You know, I have a question sort of about the term midwife and wives. Mm-hmm. Like, is it always, do you only help out married women?
That is, I love that question. Uh-huh. And we are becoming a little more progressive these days, but the term is, of course, it's an older term than the actual practice that we do. Or, you know, right now, no, you don't have to be a wife. You can be a partner.
Oh, I see. You
can be a single woman, as
wow.
a matter of fact.
All the single ladies?
All the single ladies.
Why do you look so smug?
I don't know. People on Earth are loving it.
And, of course, many magical beasts do not have wedding rites, as we know it, as sentient, bipedal humanoids. I'm sure you.
Are you okay, Grandpa?
I'm sure you've been a midwife to perhaps a, I don't know, perhaps a great blue tiger.
Yes.
Oh.
I have.
The most mystical and wonderful creatures in all of Fluid.
I just think you would be a wonderful assistant. I have to say it again.
Really?
You just seem to have such an understanding of
He's got kind eyes.
Very kind.
Know. Nobody
very
wants
kind.
Usador near their business, I don't think.
Oh.
What if, imagine this. Think you are in the throes of birth. Pain racking your body. The midwife is taking your place. Has de-sold you, and then Usador looks upon your private area and says, "Baby! No. I demand that you enter this world! I demand that you stand on 2 or 4 or 6, or however many feet you have, and become a member of our wonderful society."
That does not sound like a good idea.
That might be a little intense.
A little intense?
Yes, yes. But we could work on that.
Oh, all right.
Because your intention is there, and I like it.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Yes, yes.
I'm just curious, because it sounds like you have midwifed for, you know, numerous different
this
kinds.
Can be
yes,
right.
Yes, the blue tiger.
The blue tiger.
I'm imps.
Imps, wow.
Goblins.
Goblins have a lot, and goblins have like
many
large broods of babies, if I remember correctly.
Yes, yes. Really,
any vampires?
Vampires are tricky, but we have. We have for vampires. Now, I don't like to choose favorites. I mean, I'll enter, my soul will enter whomever I'm called upon to enter. It is difficult with a vampire, though.
Sure.
Yes.
Does their body reject your soul, or what's difficult? They're trying to bite you?
Well, sometimes I just want to sleep. But seriously,
how is a vampire baby born? Now, from my experience from Earth, we have lots of different vampire rules. I'm in no way familiar with how vampires work on Foon. Or a lot of different, like, ideas about vampires, like governing principles, like sometimes
because you're a racist.
This would be a great time to plug the Chunt for Red October.
That's true. It's coming up real soon.
Blood drive for vampires in need. Vampires who don't have enough strength or slyness or the wiliness to feed on their own. So. Yeah.
They lack that vampire cunning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so from my understanding of vampire births on Earth, just from what I know from the TV series Buffy the Vampire Slayer and its spinoff Angel, a vampire is born by getting pregnant. A vampire woman gets pregnant through mystical means, and then when she's giving birth, she can't do it because she's a vampire and gets staked in the heart. disappears, but then the baby is just left behind. Spoiler alert, season 3 of Angel. I basically just wanted to talk about Angel for a second.
Right. Well, angels are lovely to give birth to.
Oh, wow.
Yes. But do you want to talk about angels, or you want
I'm sorry. That was the very long way for me to ask, how do vampire births work?
Yes. Well, it is obviously always at night. There can be no light.
Sure.
Is this
a little forward? Is it a vaginal birth? Is it okay that I say vaginal?
It's too late if it's not.
We prefer the term birth cavity.
Birth cavity?
Vagina is...
Oh, that seems very...
That's sort of pejorative way of...
Vagina is pejorative. I'm sorry. Vagina is like a bad word.
Stop saying
it. I'm sorry. Yes. Birth cavity, though, seems...
What about baby shoot?
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
This is what I mean. I mean, you know all the terms. We should talk.
Life basket.
Life basket.
I don't, I mean, but like, doesn't like calling it birth cavity
flesh
suggest
canyon.
That it can't be used for other things?
What else would it be used for? There is the birth cavity.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the baby is.
Well, how's stuff? I guess I don't know for a fact how the birds and the bees work here.
Skin wallet.
Birds fly through the air. They build nests in trees. When they feel that the Dark Lord is ever present, they conspire with the wind and the air and the fire and the very elements. And the birds cry out and they say, "Bring forth a champion! A champion to protect us all!" That's how birds work. Bees live in hives.
Well, Uteriah, thank you so much for being here. I feel like I still have like a million more questions.
Well, I would love to answer them all.
They also buzz around.
Yes.
Bees. He's talking about bees still.
Bees.
And,
yes.
By the way, I'm staying here at the Vermilion Minotaur.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yes, and I didn't know that there was a better room than my own.
I do.
I think she's hitting on you.
Uteriah, what is your... Look, I'm married. I've got a kid.
But no, I mean, he's gotten around.
No, well, that was an accident. But I, like...
Wink.
No, that's not what I'm suggesting at all. I'm not coming on to
you.
Not that you're not a beautiful, lovely midwife.
Careful.
But what is your situation? Are you a single midwife? Are you a married midwife? Are you a midwife-wife?
I am currently single.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to be married on my own because if I want to have a child, I can't enter myself.
Sure.
And sometimes it gets a little wonky when you have other midwives enter. So we try to say, we take a vow to Pitocin that we mm-hmm. are married to him.
Yes. Makes perfect sense.
Yes.
I had one more question about midwifery.
Mm.
Now, there are certain creatures like worms or slimes that mm-hmm. They procreate by simply being split in half. Do you have anything to do with that process?
No, but we do thank Pitocin for that.
Oh, yeah.
It gives you a day off.
You know, we should check in with some of our emails. If you want to ever send an email to the show, you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. I know it doesn't sound like a real email address. It absolutely is. It's the only one that I could get. Let's see here. We have an email says, "Hey, Arnie, thought you should know that your narrator is really funny, but also kind of a dick and talks a lot of shit after the show is over. May want to look into firing him or giving him a raise. I can't decide which."
They're talking about you?
That must be you.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't really know.
They
what
said kind of a dick and should be fired.
Thank you, Choo Choo. But no, I don't know what that's about. Maybe there's probably some ad roll thing or something. I don't know that's going on the other side. But thank you.
Why would you know how your show works?
I don't know. I can't listen to it. I can upload it, but I can't listen to it. The firewall from the Burger King, it's confusing. Here's another one real quick. "Hi, guys. First, I'm Wrenchy. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. And my two younger brothers, we are all an appropriate age to be listening in, and I absolutely love this podcast. Does Foon have any glowing trees? I love glowing trees."
Well, of course there are glowing trees. There are trees of every color of the rainbow. There are some that glow in the dark. There are some that glow in the day, but you can't tell.
Oh.
So you have to ask them. Talk to them for at least 25 minutes.
And if they don't answer, you can chop them down.
Oh.
I got a couple emails here. Of course, you can email me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. This email is from Julia. It says, Chunt's Night. Hi, Chunt. I was wondering if you could make Arnie do a Chunt's Night episode. Well, 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 well. I don't know what she means by episode. I'm sure if he knows that the people on Earth are interested in learning about what goes down on Chunt's Night, that he would be happy to oblige. Well, you're dead wrong, Julie. She also says, P.S., if for whatever reason you need Earth talent for Chunt's Night, let me know and I can sort of tap dance.
Do you have tap dancing in Finn?
No, I don't know what that is. I also have an email here. This is from, it says, from Chunt Badger.
From says, Chunt Badger?
I assume a tap dance would be where you try to get maple syrup out of a tree while you dance.
Oh, we have that. This email says wrong address. It says, hello, I keep on receiving emails that I think must be for you. It's very strange, too. Can you please make sure your friends know your correct email address? Thanks, Carol Hunt. And it says Carol Hunt works for 6T's Custom Screen Printing for work, for family reunions, for fun.
Oh.
Huh. So I don't know what that's about.
It's very easy to get emails to the wrong address. I don't want to talk about Earth stuff. But you know what, Chunt? Look, I don't know if I'm putting myself out there too much. I'm sorry if I'm being a dick. I do really want to be your friend.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry I haven't been to Chunt's Night. Where I come from on Earth, you know, I've done, you know, hundreds of improv shows, and most of them.
Those sound exhausting. I don't know what that is, but it sounds exhausting.
I know. And, you know, I'm just used to people not going to them. So yeah. I'm sorry if it hurts your feelings that I've never been to Chunt's.
Well, I appreciate your apology. And I just want to let you know I will accept it if you would mind doing it in a Joe Pesci voice.
Hey, I'm sorry. What do I look like? A clown to you?
I forgive you.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry if I was overly aggressive with you. You're a good friend, and I hope you can make it to a Chunt's Night.
We'll see.
What the fuck is that?
Now, does improv, is that word short for improvisation?
It is, actually.
Does it have to do with imps?
No, but
it means to make up something on the fly, very quickly, on one's feet. To improvise is to, in the last moment, in the clutches, when it's really crunch time.
Oh, no.
Then you have to come up with a solution. When questing, a wizard as myself has to improvise and find my way out of tricky situations. So why on earth do you think someone would want to come and watch that?
I feel like I'd like to be invited to an improv show. It seems like something I would love to have.
No, it's like a
people
curse
invite me
on
to.
Earth.
Really?
On Earth, it's like you've been cursed with an invite to an improv show.
I feel like I'd love those like every day, all day.
Oh, no. Okay. Hey, please invite Chunt to your improv shows.
Email me at chunt@gmail.com. That's Chunt with 6 T's, and invite me to all your improv shows.
It sounds terrible to me, but you can contact me at UsadorTheBlue on Twitter, where you can send me a twat. And then I shall respond, or I might not.
Twat is an acceptable term.
I think.
Here's the moment where I convince you none of that really happened. Some days I find it difficult to keep this moment fresh and exciting, but rest assured this was only sad human actors trying to distract themselves from the fact that they haven't prepared for retirement. Usador was played by Matt Young, who coincidentally is getting older every day. Chunt was played by Adil Rafai. Uteri the Midwife was played by special guest Nikki Margolis. Nikki is an alum of the Second City in Chicago and mother of two human children. She's not on social media, but check out her husband's comic strip, Bunny, at bunnycomic.com. That's B-U-N-I comic.com. The unconventional spelling means it's edgy. Bungary Chubbins was played by Tom Gottlieb. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. Edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban.
Learn more about the show and ascertain for yourself that there's no possibility it could be actually occurring at hellofromthemagictavern.com or follow us on Twitter at Magic Tavern. Are you looking at your bare chest and thinking I'm in a real pickle? Well, cover it up with a Hello from the Magic Tavern t-shirt. There's even a shirt featuring Usador's needlessly self-indulgent long name, as well as a Chunts Up With That t-shirt. Raise your hand if you're surprised that that's become a thing. My hand is raised. Get your Hello from the Magic Tavern t-shirt at annarbertees.com today. All of this improvised comedy time-wasting was brought to you by Know Your Company, with help from the Chicago Podcast Cooperative. Learn more about Know Your Company at knowyourcompany.com and the Chicago Podcast Cooperative at chicagopodcastcoop.com.